We're going to talk to State Representative for the 116th, Tara Tuhill. If you remember, in 2010, Tara was elected to represent the 116th District in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. She defeated Todd Eaches, who was at least briefly the House Majority Leader. She came out of nowhere and just got it done. She serves as a member of the House Children and Youth Vice Chair on that committee, Government Oversight, Human Services, Judiciary, and the Professional Licensure and Rules Committees. She is the successful Republican nominee for judge in Luzerne County. She is an attorney, and she is with us now. Tara Tuhill, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the very generous introduction. Thank you.
It's all true.
It is.
Have to be generous.
It gets lumpy sometimes, but no, it's been a real honor to serve in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, just the honor of my lifetime, and obviously my focus is children and youth issues, child welfare issues, and that's really what I focus on in the legislature.
So as a lawyer, as a state representative, you feel you have the background to be a Luzerne County judge?
Absolutely. So I do have courtroom experience. I worked at the Dauphin County District Attorney's Office. I've worked in family law here locally, adoption cases, juvenile cases in multiple counties, and I really enjoy the law. I have a great love for the law. I've been able to write the law here in Pennsylvania for over a decade, and the openings for both of these positions, the two openings in county court here in Luzerne, are for family court. So it's been declared that both of those seats are going to go to family court, and that's my love and my passion and my experience is mainly in family court.
So you decided to run and became successful on the Republican side. What do you see, in other words, now that things are opening up, you're going to get to campaign. What do you plan on doing over the summer? Because I do hope we'll get a chance to talk to you again, both, well, literally anytime you want to. What do you plan to do over the summer to express your candidacy and promote it?
So I'm currently still state representative, so I do have a lot of work constantly. So I maintain those duties, and I'm going to continue to work. I'm on the Children and Youth Committee. I have a lot of legislation that, if I am going to be successful as judge, I do want to close out a lot of items and get a lot of good work done. So we're going into budget, and then we have summer hearings on foster care reforms. I had meetings yesterday on two separate foster care reforms. I have a lot of legislation. So what happens, obviously, in the legislature, if you leave the legislature, those pieces of legislation, they're already drafted, they already have bill numbers, they have to go to willing advocates. So I do have that on my mind, that weighs heavily on me. And I am the chairwoman of the Government Oversight Committee for the entire State House of Pennsylvania. And we do investigations and we have subpoena power. So I do have an immense amount of work, and it's really an honor. So, I mean, that's my number one focus. And I think people see the work that I do. And, as state representative, you're running every other year anyhow. It's pretty unfortunate. But I'm a big eater. Obviously, I go to everybody's businesses and I support their businesses. We go to the bazaars. And when things open up, we'll just continue to support local businesses and continue to support the churches and the bazaars and all the summertime events. So a lot of Little League events, it seems like, right?
Yeah, Tara, we're talking to Tara Tuhill. She is the Republican nominee for judge in Luzerne County. She is going to be on the ballot this fall on the Republican side, was successful in the nomination, winning the nomination this week. Now, Tara, what are the things, you mentioned that the positions are for family court where you have substantial background. What are the things that you would like to achieve, and what type of philosophy do you bring to children's court when obviously we've had quite a past in Luzerne County in that regard?
Yes. So, you know, I am an adoptive mother. My husband and I have been foster parents. I was raised in a home where my mother and father had this legacy, and they had 42 foster brothers and sisters for me.
Wow.
So I've seen that side of it. And one thing that families really need, families that are hurting.
And by the way, Tara, that is fantastic.
Awesome. Would you,
thank your parents for me, and you too. Thank you to you too for being an adoptive mother. That's just great.
So that's been a big item that I've done on the public service side and the philanthropic side, is to constantly tell people that families, I mean, when a family is in crisis, they do need a safe place to go. And foster children, we try to remove that stigma about foster children and let people know, you know, they may need to just come somewhere for a weekend, come somewhere for three nights, and you can sign up at Luzerne County Children and Youth to be able to just become an emergency foster parent, and not even a long-term foster parent. They just need emergency help. So it takes a lot for people to open up their home, unfortunately, and COVID has really worsened that situation. And at the same time, COVID has really hurt families with domestic violence, increased alcohol, increased drug abuse. We were already on the 11th opioid disaster declaration, just on the opioid crisis. So, and they're saying that we're going to have an event horizon where we don't even see how the impact of the pandemic mentally and emotionally, what it's done to families. So a lot of that is unfortunately going to show up in family court. And I'm extremely hardworking. I will take on the cases that are assigned to me. I'm happy working on just about anything, criminal law, civil law. So I'm a big team player. I think I'll be a huge asset to the bench because I work from early in the morning till late at night, and I'll be there to share that workload with the other judges. And, you know, Judge Amesbury retired, so they're down a judge, and then Judge Burke is leaving in December because of his retirement age. And that really impacts the county and their ability to just bring cases up, schedule cases for trial, and move things along. And that's really what families need. When they need a day in court, they need to be able to get that scheduled. And I'm hardworking, and I'm willing to share the workload for sure.
Well, just using the analogy of an event horizon alone, just you doing that makes you qualified to be a judge.
Okay.
That's great stuff. Now, All right. So you would take office in January. You'll be campaigning vigorously through the summer, eating your way through various events. Do you enjoy campaigning?
This weekend.
Pardon?
I actually don't really enjoy it. It's funny because it takes a lot to put yourself out there. So I have to sometimes just say, all right, come on, like, make yourself do it. Because I am really more, I guess, on a personal level, like someone, I'm a big bookworm. And I like to research things and take time with things and focus on items. You know, you're able to do that as a judge. You're able to hear both sides and take your time and put a decision forward. And I think that prudence is very important. And in the legislature, you have to be a jack of all trades. I mean, Senator Yudichak is just amazing at this. Like, he's a guru of economic development. I've had to learn so much from him because I don't have that background, right? And I'm always so much more comfortable in the human services and the Judiciary Committee, Children and Youth Committee. Like, that's my comfort zone, and that's where I'm really good extra qualified, right? Like, I'll learn everything I have to about PennDOT and transportation issues and education committee. You know, I'm not an educator. I was not in the education system. So you're really a jack of all trades as a state representative. You have to, you know, I've written every area of law. I just had insurance law piece of legislation go through and was just signed by the governor. And so that really takes a lot of effort to learn something that's completely out of your wheelhouse. So, you know, in the judiciary, I think that that would be the right fit for me, and it's my next step in public service.
Very good. We're talking with Tara Tuhill, state representative, who is the Republican nominee for judge in Luzerne County. Tara, if you could hang with us, we're going to take this break and come back, and you can make, and as I said, I've invited all three judicial candidates to come on anytime they feel they want to or need to, but I want you to do your first of your closing arguments to our audience after this, okay?
Excellent.
Potential Judge Tara Tuhill, and we're gonna finish up with that interview. She's gonna give us sort of her closing argument, her first shot at it. You've got many more to come, or as many as you want. But and then we played. It's not distinctive, but that championship season theme song. Jake found it. And that was the movie, it was the play that Jason Miller won the Pulitzer and the Tony for, but also the movie he made in 1982 here in Scranton area, and really a good movie, far from politically correct by this day's standards, but really a top-shelf movie with great stars in it. All right, back with Tara Tuhill. Tara, let us have, and this is by no means your last opportunity, but let's have sort of your closing argument as why Tara Tuhill should be the next one of the two judges in Luzerne County.
Thank you so much, Bob. So it is about families, and it's about the families of the folks that are listening. You know, families have been through a very hard time through COVID, and it, a lot is worsening for those families that are out there. My father actually just texted me before and said, I'm proud of you, I'm listening. And family is really absolutely everything to me. And I've been able to help families across Pennsylvania in the state legislature. And as family court judge, I'm going to be able to use my passion and my skills and my expertise to be an excellent, fair judge and a hardworking judge for the county. And I've been able in the legislature to protect victims. I'm very pro-victim. I've been able to protect the vulnerable, whether that's children that are being preyed upon with sexual abuse and child abuse, or whether it's our elderly. So those vulnerable populations are extremely important to me. And I'm just extremely hardworking, I'm compassionate, and I can be tough. And I'm looking forward to this race, and I believe that, you know, it looks very good for us. We were overall under the former district attorney. If you add up our Republican and our Democratic votes, which I need both of the votes of the folks in both parties, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, I'm asking for all of their votes. If you total up my total votes, I am that next top vote getter under the former district attorney. And I'm very hopeful about that. And I believe that we are going to prevail in the fall, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, listen, you call us about any time regarding your duties as state representative or this judicial candidacy. We're honored to have you with us.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Bob. I'm really glad to be able to get our message out.
I'm happy Dad was listening and he's proud of his daughter. That's great stuff.
He is a big radio guy. He always has it in his ear. We have to tell him to take the earbuds out. We're like, are you
No, don't do that. Mr. Tuhill, you keep the station on. Don't listen to your daughter. Thank you very much, Tara Tuhill. All right. Tara Tuhill.